I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama lawmakers head into special session today. The main topic of discussion will be Governor Robert Bentley's proposed constitutional amendment creating a state lottery. If the House and Senate agree, then voters would get the final say in November. Bentley wants lotto revenue to go to the general fund with an eye on funding Medicaid. Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh says it's a last-ditch effort by the governor to raise money.
I think the governor understands that the people of the state have pretty adamant they're not for raising taxes for the general fund or education at this point in time. And so I think he sees the lottery as an alternative, that basically it's a self-imposed use tax of those who are going to do it.
State Senator Jim McClendon plans to introduce a competing bill which would allow electronic lottery stations in Birmingham and Mobile, as well as Greene and Macon counties. Go to APR.org to see more of News Director Pat Duggins' discussion with Senator Marsh on the lottery issue. Meanwhile, the state of Alabama is falling short on preventative care for cancer. That's a new report from the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. The study reveals that progress in key areas of cancer prevention has slowed in Alabama. Catherine Molnar is the lead volunteer for the Cancer Action Network. She says a recent budget cut to Alabama's Medicaid system is playing a critical role.
We know that if we catch breast cancer early, diagnose it early, there's a 95% chance of survivorship. So it is really vital that we try to increase this funding and make sure that all women have access to these life-saving screenings.
The annual report unveils a lack of funding for breast and cervical cancer early detection programs. Alabama residents will soon be paying more for purchases made on the website Amazon. According to AL.com, buyers will see an additional 8% added to their purchases beginning November 1st. It's because the massive online retailer has agreed to start collecting and remitting sales tax in Alabama. The change will mean a revenue boost for the state. The majority of the revenue of the tax will go to the state's general fund. The remainder will be distributed to cities and counties based on population. A slight chance of overnight thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy skies in the Tennessee Valley this evening with lows in the lower 70s. Clouds clear out overnight in central and west Alabama this evening with lows in the mid-70s, and mostly clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast this evening with lows in the mid-70s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.